Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. We know that Gabby Petito's death has been ruled a homicide, but today the coroner who conducted the autopsy will tell us her actual cause of death, whatever it turns out to be. It's, of course, going to be heartbreaking back on Long Island for her family, as Glenn Schuck reports this morning. Glenn?
And Lee, good morning. According to the FBI, they had made that determination that Gabby's death was a homicide. As you mentioned, we'll learn the cause of death today and the time that Gabby died as well, the date. So that's important as well in terms of the investigation. The autopsy results to be released by the Teton County, Wyoming coroner. That would be Dr. Brent Blue. And they're going to do that via a Zoom conference with reporters later on this afternoon. We're also told then he'll take just a couple of questions afterwards and a brief question and answer. Now, Gabby Petito's remains were discovered, you'll remember, back on September 19th, right in a campground forest area near Grand Teton National Park. Her family's already held her funeral service on Long Island on September 26th. Now, as for the search for 23-year-old Brian Laundrie, of course, that goes on. Both families saying they hope he's alive so they can find out what he knows here. It was 4 weeks ago today that Laundrie had told his parents in Florida he was going for a hike at a reserve there, and he disappeared. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, live here in Midtown.
Southwest Airlines has canceled thousands of flights in recent days, blaming weather and air traffic control issues that no other airline seems to be having. There are suspicions the problems are really related to the airline's vaccine mandate for employees, although the pilots' union denies that. Samantha Liebman with more, live from LaGuardia this morning. Sam?
Yeah, and Lee, as you mentioned, after a weekend of massive delays and cancellations, passengers leaving LaGuardia on Southwest flights, keeping their fingers crossed. Sandy trying again to get back to California.
We were supposed to fly out on Sunday.
Yeah.
Lucky we had not left the airport yet. I mean, our Airbnb yet. So we got to sleep there. But then we had to get a hotel last night.
Southwest, as you mentioned, blaming weather and air traffic control issues, and no other airline affected. Lara, whose flight was also canceled Sunday, trying to get back to Phoenix today, says that's not what she was told.
The day that they canceled, the lady up there said it had to do with some protest about vaccines in Florida, and that shut down the control tower, and that was the problem.
Now, while many are blaming the airline's recent vaccine mandate announcement and a possible coordinated sick out of pilots, the pilots union blames the airline for the way it schedules crews. Either way, passengers just hoping they'll make it to their destinations on time. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds, live at LaGuardia Airport.
Two men were riding a Q train aboard around 63rd and Lex at 2:25 this morning when they were slashed and robbed. The victims were taken to Mount Sinai with wounds to their hands. Cops are still looking for the robber. Among the speeding tickets issued by red light cameras in school zones around the city are thousands issued to school buses. The Daily News reports 2/3 of all school buses operating in the city have been hit with speeding tickets. The Department of Education says safety is our top priority and no bus drivers should be driving above the speed limit. Some New York City teachers are still fighting Mayor de Blasio's vaccine mandate. They'll be in federal court today.
The mandate requires vaccination for about 150,000 employees of the nation's largest school district. A few thousand, about 5% of employees, refused and were placed on unpaid leave, though they can return if they change their mind and receive a first dose. Michael Caine and nine other educators, who all said their sincerely held religious beliefs compel them to forego the vaccine, are seeking an injunction. They've called the policy reckless, senseless, and a violation of their constitutional rights. The city has called it lawful, and so far the courts have agreed.
And that's correspondent Aaron Katursky. You know, sloth is one of the seven deadly sins. What you may not know is that sloth is also on the list of animals you're not allowed to keep in your home. Maybe Larry Wallach of East Rockaway knew that, or maybe he didn't. Either way, the U.S. Department of Agriculture says Wallach was keeping a sloth in his garage in unsafe and unsanitary conditions. It's not the first time the USDA has dealt with Wallach. They stopped by his house in 2017 after getting reports that he was keeping a wallaby. That is not legal in Nassau County. And a few months ago, the USDA cited Wallach after a tiger cub was found on his property. PETA wants all of his animal handling licenses revoked before somebody or something gets hurt, they say. In the Bronx, somebody tried to take a three-year-old away from her grandmother. He succeeded in doing that, but fortunately didn't get very far.
It doesn't get more frightening than this. The grandmother was walking with three kids towards the intersection of East Tremont and Baisley Avenues in the Schuylerville section. Furman Becerro, who works at the corner gas station, watched in shock as some guy grabbed the little girl, wrapped her in a blanket he had, and took off.
And the grandma's started screaming, my girl, he's taking my girl.
Rosero and a bunch of other people went after this guy who let go of the girl and ran off.
You feel a bit like a hero?
No, because I will do it any time.
Roger Stern, 1010 Winds, in the Schuylerville section of the Bronx.
Under arrest, 27-year-old Santiago Salcedo. He is charged with kidnapping, attempted kidnapping, unlawful imprisonment, and endangering the welfare of a child. A woman was walking into her apartment building in Bed-Stuy around a quarter to five yesterday morning when a man came up behind her, pulled a knife on her, and forced her to take him to her apartment where he sexually assaulted her. The victim was hospitalized. Cops are still looking for the attacker. This happened near the corner of Malcolm X Boulevard and Kosciuszko Street in Bed-Stuy. A correction officer at Rikers is accused of smuggling in a razor blade for an inmate. Another officer says he saw Travis Sims make the handoff. Sims has been suspended. He's been working in city jails for about 5 years. A 16-year-old girl went from Manhattan to Queens yesterday through the subway, only she didn't bother getting on a train. Cops say she walked through the subway tunnel to get where she was going. Cops grabbed her at the Queensbridge station. They say she has psychiatric problems.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.